Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Afayin Ruzivik Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Zayin discusses a case where we have nine people. Ra'as Hakai, a fellow saw a Kai. According to some, it's pronounced Kvi. But either which way, this is an animal which is a suffix whether or not it's a behemoth or a chaya. And this fellow saw this animal. V'amar, and he said as follows: Harini Nazir Shezeh Chaya. I'm going to be a Nazir if that's a chaya, if it's considered a wild animal. And then fellow number two said: Harini Nazir Shezeh Ein. I'm a nazir if it's not a chaya. Fellow number three said, Harini nazir sheze behema. I'm a nazir if it's a behema. And then the fourth guy said, Harini nazir she'ein ze behema. I'm a nazir if it's not a behema. The fifth guy chimes in and said, Harini nazir sheze chay u behema. I'm a nazir if it's a chay and a behema. And then the sixth guy offers his opinion, Harini nazir she'ein ze loy chay vloy behema. I'm a nazir if it's not a chay or a behema. So then the seventh fellow, who's sitting there listening to everyone, says, Harini nazir she'echem mikem nazir. I'm a nazir if one of you is a nazir. The eighth guy says, Harini nazir she'ein echem mikem nazir. I'm a nazir if none of you is a nazir. And then the ninth guy says, Hareini nazir shekulchem nazirim. I'm a nazir if all of you are nazirim. In this case, harei kulam nazirim. All of them are actually nazirim. And this is even according to Beis Hillel, that hektish betos is not hektish, and nazirus betos is not nazirus. In this case, Beis Hillel holds that they're nazirim misafik, and that's because it's actually a safik what a kai is. Is it a chaya or a behema? Maybe it's both, or maybe it's neither. And therefore, everyone has to be nazirim over here. Moving on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, now talking about the isurim of a nazir, and even though we've mentioned them previously, now we're going to get more detailed. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Shlosh Aminin Asurim Banazir, the three categories of things that are asur for a nazir: Hatoma, becoming Tamei Meis, Vatiglachas, and getting a haircut, Vayotz Min Agafen, and eating or drinking something that comes from a grapevine. And Vachola Yotz Min Agafen, Mitzdar from Zayim Zeh. Anything that comes from a grapevine is Mitzdar if it joins in with each other, and that includes the seeds and pits and stems and things like that. It's not just the grape. And Ve'eno Echayiv, he's not Chayiv Malkas, Acheichom Min Anovim Kezayas. He has to eat a kazayas worth of grapes, and it doesn't have to be just grapes. Again, as we just said, everything's mitzdarif. So if he has a kazayas of grapes and seeds and stems and skins and whatnot, as long as it came from a grapevine, he'd be chayv malchus. Now, Mishnah Rishayna, what they originally learned in the original Mishnayas and the original teachings, they would say, Achish to Revias Yayin, he's only chayv until he drinks a revias of wine. And Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu shara pita bayayin, even if he soaked his bread in wine, Vyesh bakadeh letzar of kazayas, and between the two of them, now we have a share of a kazayas, Chayv would be Chayv Malkus in that case. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more discussions about Shirim and Yisurim of Nazirus. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.